USA Radio News.
Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and investigate President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. This according to Representative James Comer of Kentucky, as more released emails and videos from a laptop Hunter Biden abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop surfaced. Comer spoke to Newsmax.
We continue to gather evidence, and I've been shocked at the amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was, in fact, well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with.
And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Got a light? If so, the cigarette may pack less of a punch, reporter Lance Pry explains.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense, claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. A federal advisory panel says Americans 65 and older should get newer, souped-up flu vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Congress is taking on football, reporter Tim Berg explains.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee held a hearing on Wednesday titled Tackling Toxic Workspaces. They are looking into the NFL and how they handled alleged workplace misconduct and sexual harassment at the Washington Commanders' offices. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, believes they should be investigating government organizations and not the private sector.
I would ask why Congress must tackle the NFL football team's workplace and not a White House office or our own members.
He says the committee is being politicized and adds the alleged perpetrators have already faced consequences.
That's Tim Berg reporting. The Washington Post is apparently cracking down on its employees who are not abiding by the company's policies on working from the office. In a memo sent to staff on Wednesday, the Post chief human resources officer reinforced its return to office policy that was implemented in March following the COVID-19 pandemic. It requires staffers to work in person at least 3 days per week. A bloodhound named Trumpet has won the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Trumpet bested six other finalists on Wednesday night to snare U.S. Dogdom's most coveted Best in Show prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.